Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. If that is asking too much of you, because I totally get it, just share it with a friend. Tag me, leave a review. Those things help as well. Okay. But yeah, if you want to change your life, make sure you scroll the show notes and pick your path. Don't move. Don't wait. Just move, move, move. My dog's going crazy. I'm super distracted here, you guys. So I took a detour on what I really want to talk about today. I just feel like I needed to go ahead and process another anti big pharma rant. Okay. And before y'all start attacking me of like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Listen, there is a time and a place, and there's room for modern medicine and healthcare. Absolutely. I've had six C-sections. I would not be here had it not been for, that experience for a skilled surgeon. Okay. I wouldn't be here for that. I get that. There's a lot of things I respect in the field, but the thing is, and a lot of people that aren't going to sugarcoat stuff, anyone that's in the industry that's being honest can agree, healthcare is a business, okay? And big pharma is at the top of this list. They spend billions of dollars. Top manufacturers are spending like $10 billion or more on, we're talking buybacks, dividends, and executive pay, more than they're spending on research and development, okay? Not to mention over $10 billion in advertising. Collectively, probably close to 100 billion on the bullshit, okay? Especially this COVID era marketing binge. Out of 10 of the biggest big pharma companies, seven spent more on sales and marketing than the research and development, okay? With a $36 billion gap. This is sickening. They are literally waking up every single day to figure out how to market to you. So they can continue to pump out the pills. Healthcare is a business, and there is a pattern of pushing treatments that manage symptoms rather than providing cures. Of all the money that they get, okay, why are we not seeing cures? We are putting band-aids on shit, and by the time you start one medication for one ailment, you've got two others to take because of the side effects. And big pharma is really preferring that whole me too drug over the high risk, high reward breakthroughs. 100%. Direct to consumer ads are going to inflate hype. That's what they do. Patients demand drugs that they see in ads. So when you're watching TV, and my husband and I, we'll throw on what do we watch? Like Live PD, okay? On I forget what our TV is, but it's literally a station there. It's like not cable or anything, but it has like their own little ads. Every single one of them is a big pharma ad. They are directly looking for you to want their shit. Okay. These are targeting less effective drugs, but they're still boosting sales because of that marketive. They're great marketers and they're flexing their muscle there. And they're not just about breakthroughs. Like, that's it. Big Pharma is the master at marketing hype. And the evidence will show you. You can Google the shit for yourself, okay? They spend more on marketing. They spend more on buybacks. They're not out there looking for a cure because the cash cow will end. The cash cow ends. So absolutely, they spend more money on bullshit than anything else they do. And this is the research and development. That's the bucket where pharma companies or any industry put the money that's supposed to go towards actually discovering and testing new drugs. Okay. It should be covering like the basic research, lab work, studying diseases, identifying molecules and shit. Okay. You've got the preclinical studies where, we know they test on animals before the humans, and the really expensive clinical trials and all the paperwork, regulatory filings. You know how much money they spend on the FDA paperwork to prove it should be approved. You guys, it's exhausting. Okay. So really, this is about the Me Too drugs. Those are like slight variations of existing ones, or treatments that are going to manage systems, not cures, because it's a safer bet. And that is how they keep the revenue flowing. That's how they keep the revenue flowing. Okay. The industry is worth over, I think it's like $5 trillion a year. Patients equal customers, diseases equal recurring revenue. Cures are bad for business. Like, listen, bitch, if you cure diabetes, you get one big payday. But if you treat it with your insulin and your add-on drugs for all the side effects, you've got a customer for life. They're here for symptom management, not the cure. Then they put you on chronic medication for your blood pressure, cholesterol, antidepressants, your insulin. So then they get the repeat revenue. Patents. This is the monopoly because they lock up drugs for 20 years, jack up the prices until generic competition shows up, and then they reformulate slightly. That's what we call the Me Too drugs to reset the clock. And you've got the side effect spiral. One med causes side effects, another med prescribed to manage those, ka-ching, double the sales. And then when that third medication kicks in and you find another side effect, there's another capsule they can use for you. We're not training doctors to be healers. Big Pharma is spending billions of dollars making sure they're also sales reps in white coats. There's a kickback. I am an anti-vaxxer, 100% through and through. And I fought people about it my whole life, okay? But if you guys really did the research, okay, not what Google's going to tell you, because you might want to follow the money train and you could see who pays Google's bills. They're not going to go against their cash cow, okay? But that's it. This is what happens. Direct-to-consumer ads really should not be legal in the United States, but they are, because that's where they're going to convince patients to ask their doctor about the drugs. And the doctor perks because the companies are paying them billions in consulting fees and speaking gigs and free lunches to influence that prescribing. Sales and marketing is always going to outweigh the research and development that you think Big Pharma is getting money for. And I mean, I'm talking over 10 billion more in some of the years that they have shown their paperwork, okay? And I'm going to tell you, like, hospitals and insurance, they're in on it. It's not just Big Pharma, it's a whole fucking machine. Hospitals can charge you $100 for a Tylenol, not because it's magic, but because they're in the billing game. Insurance plays middleman. They negotiate discounts, but they still keep the premiums high. Insurance is a whole other scam we could talk about on another episode. But then we've got medical device companies that are jacking prices just like drugs. You've got EpiPens. You guys want to know how much an EpiPen costs? Not to mention insulin pumps or stents. And it's built this way because guess what? Sickness is profitable. Wellness doesn't fill the shareholders' pockets. Wall Street owns health companies. Investors demand growth because this is what happens. Regulators get captured. FDA and CDC advisors, they often work in Big Pharma first, and they go back after because it's a revolving door. It's a revolving door. Healthcare should be about making people better, but the way it's set up, the system makes more when you're sick and you're dependent and you're stuck in prescription cycles. That is not healthcare. That's health sales scare. And those fucking commercials that have you second guessing everything, okay? Everything. You think you need this drug because they know exactly what to say to you. That's not a mistake. It's not an accident. It is not an accident. You want to see the whole spider web here. The health industry doesn't stop at pills. It starts at your dinner table. The food industry and pharma are two heads on the same beast, and they feed each other customers. That's it. Food creates a problem, pharma sells the fix. And it's going to be your ultra processed shit, the seed oils, the added sugars, the chemical preservatives. All of these are scientifically tied to chronic illness, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune systems. Who profits when we're sick? Big pharma. who lobbies with pharma, big food. Same boardroom, same revolving door executives. It's the perfect tag team. Food makes people sick. Pills sell them meds to manage it. It's a marketing lie. The food industry is spending billions convincing us that their products are healthy. These heart-healthy cereals loaded with sugar, low-fat yogurt pumped full of corn syrup, and meanwhile, real food, your meat, your eggs, your raw dairy, your fresh produce, it's demonized. I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because it's not a fucking secret. It's because you can't patent a steak or a carrot. In the 60s, the sugar industry literally paid Harvard scientists. You guys can go, I'm serious. Don't take my word for this shit. Like, go look it up because it is so fucked and it's so annoying and it's so frustrating when I watch people fall for this shit every single day. They paid Harvard scientists to shift blame for heart disease away from sugar and onto fat. And so that result was the low-fat craze. And that's decades of carb-heavy diets. And now we've got the obesity and the diabetes explosion. And guess who makes billions selling insulin, statins, weight loss drugs? Womp womp. And the food pyramid, okay? You guys, my plate, it's not about nutrition. The food pyramid is a scam. It's about grain and dairy lobbyists. The processed grain and the seed oil giants. I know you guys have heard of Monsanto. We're not fans. Nestle, PepsiCo, all of these guys pump money into Washington just like Big Pharma. FDA will ban raw milk faster than chemical drenched soda. Make that make sense. And why is that? Because raw milk doesn't make anyone rich. Addiction is a business model. Processed foods are designed to hijack your dopamine, sugar, fat, salt. It's just the right combo. I mean, I'm talking to you guys about this addiction with your phones and what they've done and that this is intentional for you. So is all of this. All of this intentional for you. Junk food lights up your brain like cocaine, and addiction equals repeat customers. First for food, then for the meds that patch up the damage, because it's a lot more fun to sit around and be sick and tired than it is to get off your ass and do something different. I get that. They have you exactly where they want you. It's the circle of profit, okay? Big food creates chronic disease with cheap, addictive, nutrient void foods. Big pharma sells you the Band-Aid, okay? Blood pressure meds, insulin, antidepressants, anti-anxiety meds. Insurance and hospitals are going to build the fuck out of the system while you still manage side effects. And your government guidelines, your government, the government that doesn't give a fuck about you, they're going to keep supporting the industries that are funding them. It is a closed loop of profit. And you, the consumer, you're the hamster on the wheel. If we ate mostly unprocessed, real food from the earth and the animal, we would cut chronic disease rates in half, probably more than that. But that would take two of the biggest industries in America. So instead, they're going to keep us fed just enough to live and sick enough to keep paying. You see how that goes? And I also think that the supplement journey is a whole fucking scam in and of itself. Okay. And I know you're like, oh, but Brandon, I've bought supplements from you before. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. There is this halo effect, the natural equals safe idea that supplements have. So they're marketed like they're straight from the Garden of Eden. We've got pure, natural, no side effects. Okay. And the reality is some of these are fantastic and actually do help, but a ton are poor quality, mislabeled, underdosed, literally straight up just bunk. Okay. A lot of independent testing finds supplements that contain zero of the active ingredient that they claim. And the worst thing is that sometimes they're spiked with pharmaceuticals so that they work. Again, it's a loophole game. Unlike pharma, though, supplements in the U.S. fall under that diet. It's like a dietary supplement health thing. Companies don't need FDA approval before selling. You can, you know, just slap a label on a pill and hit it on Amazon. And here's the thing. I'm okay with that. I'm okay to take products that the FDA doesn't have their hand in because I think they're full of shit too. They're part of the cash cow. But at the same time, they're only stepping in after there's a problem. And sometimes what I know to be true is that I have found supplements that work amazing. The FDA comes in and takes this ingredient because they can't patent it. So they make it illegal and they pull it off the shelf. So it's all just a big marketing trap. Okay. Supplements companies, they often mirror Big Pharma's tricks, but they use the hippie branding to get to you. They've got the miracle cure claims. Detox your liver in 7 days, torch fat while you sleep. The buzzword bingo is clinically proven, doctor recommended, ancient formula. Okay. And then you've got some influencer that's saying, oh my God, this really works. These companies, they have shady practices in every play. Overpriced fairy dusting. Brands put a tiny amount of a hot ingredient, like what's hot now, like ashwagandha, or what is that, GLP-1. Like, they're using these words to fucking mentally mind fuck you. They're nowhere near the therapeutic dose, okay? But they can put just enough where they can put it on the label. You guys know I'm a big mushroom snob. I'm a mushroom snob, and there I've yet to really find a top-notch company that isn't lying to you. They put just enough of something in there and the rest of it is just fillers. It's just fillers. And when they use the word proprietary blends, they hide the actual dose so you can't tell if it's effective or just the filler. Then they've got sourcing lies, powders cut with rice flour, heavy metals in protein, fish oils that are rancid. Clinical trial scams. Some companies will fund their own sketchy studies with 12 people, and then they're telling you to go out and promote this product with proven results, okay? It's the same playbook. It's a different costume. Pharma sells dependency on prescriptions, and supplements often sell dependency on optimization. Like, you're never good enough. You always need the next stack, the new latest biohack. Right? That's a very popular word too. And it's not about getting you healthy enough to stop buying. It's about keeping you hooked on the hope of the next magic trip, blah, magic capsule. Not all supplements are snake oil. Okay. But I'm telling you, a majority, and I watch you guys promote to each other. It's the same stuff, but suddenly this company is different. I love the shit out of you guys, and I wish you all the success, but you know, you're full of shit. You know, you're full of shit. It's you're just putting on a different costume with a different company because it's still just jacked. And I'm gonna be honest, not all supplements are snake oil. Like, there are things that are legitimately powerful, like creatine or vitamin D, magnesium. Okay. But the industry as a whole thrives on fear for their marketing. The fear is that you're deficient, you'll get sick if you don't take this. Then they hype up aspirations of like, take this and you're gonna be stronger, leaner, younger. And just like with Big Pharma, the big supplement companies know the best customer is the one who never feels fully fixed. It's the same thing with those toxic ass life coaches too. They're going to make sure you know you're fucked just enough that you have to keep paying them for the bullshit loop. Okay. So let's talk about a few things. You know, these supplements have real evidence. Okay. It's not trendy fairy dust, but that creatine, best studied for strength and muscle and your brain health. It is dirt cheap. It is effective and it is safe. Vitamin D3 plus the K2. If you live in Michigan, it's a must. Okay. Especially, I mean, if you're indoors a lot, your cloudy regions, deficiency is widespread. It's linked to mood, bone, and immune issues. Magnesium, you've got your glycinate, malate, or threonate. Those are nervous system support, sleep, muscle recovery. Those are really great. Omega-3s, this is your brain, heart, inflammation, but only. You've got to find the ones that are tested for purity, okay? That are third-party tested, because a lot of these are just rancid-ass fish, okay? Your NAC, that's an antioxidant, a detox, glutathione booster, collagen and vitamin C. Okay. This stuff is important. You've got specific strains of probiotics and prebiotics that are great. And some of your protein powders can be magical. Okay. It's going to be the high quality ones, just the real shit without all the fillers. You've got to be very careful when you're reading the label and any electrolyte you can find without junk sugar, right? Like, I make my own now with salt, with gold. What is it called? I don't know. I can't think of what it's called right now, but this stuff is great for like heavy training or if you're fasting. But supplements that are the scam, okay? These are the cash grabs. These are the ones that they're marketing with the sexy ass claims, but they're underdosed, unproven, and unnecessary. That's going to be your detox teas and pills. Most of these are just laxatives or diuretics. You're just losing water and probably bathroom dignity. Okay. Things that are labeled fat burners, it's just caffeine plus green tea and that Yohimbine or however you say that. It's basically expensive coffee and a fucking pill. Testosterone boosters, 99% of these don't move the needle. Only the TRT, and that's a prescribed hormone, is going to change testosterone meaningfully. That's it. All your little hair growth pills, the proprietary blends of herbs and biotin. Biotin deficiency is really super rare, so a lot of people don't see anything here. Multivitamins, cheap and generic. Most are poorly absorbed in the tiny amount of what you don't need, and it's missing what you do need. Your branched chain amino acids, I'm telling you, if you eat enough protein, this is useless. The homeopathic supplements, they're diluted. There's basically nothing there. That is a pure placebo. And I do think placebos work for people, apparently. But the anti-aging miracle pill, okay? Anything that promises to reverse aging with one capsule is a red flag. There is a gray area. There's a gray area with different things like, your greens and powders. Like they are better than nothing if you don't eat vegetables, but most of them are not going to meet up to actual. To is, you know, they're not going to be as good as actual food. Collagen gummies, underdosed, and they're really just overpriced, sugar bombs. If you're going to do the turmeric, it is an anti-inflammatory, but you need a super, super high dose. And then you need the black pepper extract for that bioavailability. Okay. And all of these brands underdose. Ashwagandha, again, is another one. I've got it in my cupboard. It's supposed to help with stress and cortisol, but it varies wildly from person to person, and quality is a hit or miss. CBD oil, same thing. It might help with the sleep and the anxiety and the pain, but the market is so flooded with garbage products. Garbage products. Even when the science is good, the hustle is in the marketing formulation tricks, always. Proprietary blends, it's just saying I'm hiding a weak dose, and then the brands push that subscription model, okay, to keep you hooked. And then the hype cycle, push the next big superfood every 6 months. That's how it works. That's how they keep you stuck in that. There are a few things that I take, okay, that I are non-negotiable for me. Non-negotiable. I do keep my colostrum with the AC11. No one else has this product. It's not public. The company is not public. You need a private link. It's in my show notes. But most colostrum on the shelves is glorified powdered milk. And mine is just a whole different league in and of itself. Colostrum is the first food of life. It's got the growth factors, the globulins, and it has peptides. This is going to help you with gut healing. Even your skin and hair are going to benefit from this, but athletes use it for recovery. Biohackers are losing it for longevity. And then the AC11 is cat's claw extract. We've got the only patent on this product, and it's clinically studied to support DNA repair. That's not woo bullshit, okay? Actual research shows that it helps the body fix that oxidative damage to your cells, which is like your aging and your stress and your toxins. It's like the cleanup crew paired with the building crew. So this is like huge. It's a huge boost for my immune system. You're giving your body raw materials and the repair tech. And that's why I do think this is top notch for any powder that's out there. And trust me, I've tried every colostrum. They got me with their marketing gimmicks. They got me with their sexy hype. I fell for it and it was all bullshit. And another thing that I think is super great, I've struggled a little bit because it is summer here in Michigan and it's super humid and I sweat. I'm a sweater. Okay. And so I've had a tough time getting these to stick on me, but when they do, my vibrotactile patches stand out. Okay. And big pharma's after these, they have offered him billions. They're after them because they know it's the shit. Okay. They know it's legit after him in a way that they want his company. They want the product. They want the invention. They'd probably phase it out though, because literally the formulator of this company is healing people. It's not a band-aid solution. If there's no chemicals, no pills, Every pill that you take, even the natural ones, are going to put stress on your liver and gut, right? These patches bypass digestion completely. So you have nothing to swallow, nothing to metabolize. We've got the vibrotactile, which is nervous system tuning. So your body runs on electrical signals, and the patches are specific vibrational frequencies to your brain to restore that balance and communication to your body. So it's like updating your iPhone, not changing the hardware, but upgrading the operating system. That's what you're doing to your body. And it's safe because there's no side effects, no interactions, no contradictions, no check with your doctor if you have a pulse. Literally, I could put these on a newborn baby. Okay. This alone sets them apart in a world where every med commercial ends with a funeral list of side effects. That's it. And I mean, there's so many patches for everything, like the sleep patch, the REM, it's going to calm your brain. The focus patch keeps my neurospicy mind on track. Defend is going to keep you immune ready. Joy patch, natural dopamine without anything. And this is frequency medicine meets convenience, really. What is free? What is free in health, though? If you're like, Brandon, I love that you have some cool things, but what can I actually do? What can I do just at the core to get healthy? I feel like the closer I get to God in my experience, the closer I'm drawn to his original medicine cabinet, okay? Because he gave us one. We've got sunlight, that's your free vitamin D, circadian rhythm reset, boost your mood, hormones, immune function. If Big Pharma could bottle sunlight, they could. And I am a conspiracy theorist, so I'm sure they're doing something to mess with our sun just to rob us from that amount of healing because they can make more money if they can block the sun from us. Yes, I am the tinfoil hat. It's crazy. Clean water, with some minerals, hydration, energy, detox, brain clarity. Add the sea salt. That's what I do. I add the sea salt every single day. Sleep and rest, just on its own without the sleep medications. This is your nervous system's master reset. This is where, you get the growth hormone, the repair, the memory, the immunity, all fire when you rest. It costs nothing but discipline and breathing, like the deep breathing, not mouth breathing, not lazy breathing, not fast breathing, not stress breathing. I'm saying deep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. This is going to calm your cortisol. It oxygenates your cells. It balances your CO2. You don't need an app for this. You just need lungs and like a minute of presence. Another free thing in God's medicine cabinet is movement. Walking, stretching, lifting your body weight. Like we were designed to move, not to sit. And you don't have to have a Peloton or a membership, just your body and real food. That's it. When you can access it, eating closest to the source. So someone told me a long time ago, when you go grocery shopping, just go on the perimeter. Don't go inside the aisles. Get your meats, your eggs, your veggies, fruit. Actually, veggies are, I'm kind of on veggies, but we could talk about that later too. Personal thing. But all of this, it does cost less than the processed fruit. That's it. Food is medicine. It works because God already designed it that way. But I think, getting out in nature, bare feet to the ground, reset your nervous system signals. Time outdoors is going to lower your blood pressure. It's going to improve your mood. It's going to reduce inflammation. Have good people in your life, relationships, laughter. That shit matters. Community and love literally multiply your health. And it's scientifically proven loneliness is more deadly than smoking. Add in the prayer, add in the scripture, have the peace of mind because it's going to lower your stress hormone. Faith literally strengthens the immune system by shifting you out of fear, just like that, because faith and fear can't coexist. So the minute you get into that mode of faith, fear's out the door. And guess what? All of these, zero side effects. And you get an internal ROI. The most powerful medicine isn't in a pill or a patch, even. It's that daily, the free habits that regulate your nervous system, feed your body, restore your spirit. Big pharma and big food can't sell you sunlight, prayer, sleep, or nature. So they will downplay it, but it is the foundation that every human needs. And listen, bitch, I've tried it all, pills, powders, potions, you name it. Most of the time, it just left me with more side effects, wrecked my nervous system, made me feel overwhelmed. And then I was so much more confused about what my body actually needed. I don't play games anymore. I gave you my negotiables, okay? The colostrum and my patches. first food of life, repairs you, patches, ingredient free. It's what I use. It's what I stand behind. I'll keep sharing it with you, not because I'm trying to sell you a band-aid, but because I've lived through the bullshit and I know what actually works. So if you're tired of being a customer in a system that profits from your sickness, maybe it is time to step into a different story, one where your body has what it needs to heal and repair and thrive. Make sure you check the show notes, grab what I use. Do not wait another day to feel the difference. Your health is not optional. This is your freedom. And I'll say it again for the people in the back. Your freedom is worth it. I love you.